Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for holding. Welcome to this event called Royal BAM Group. At this moment, all participants are in listen-only mode. Following the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. I would now like to hand the call over to Mr. Rob Vlieger, the CEO. Go ahead, please, sir.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining this call at short notice. My name is Rob van Wingerden, CEO, and on the line with me is our CFO, Frans den Houter. I will spend a few minutes on the details of today's announcement to clarify our new guidance for 2019 and explain the measures we are taking. This morning, we have informed you that we lowered our outlook for the full year 2019 to an adjusted result before tax of around 1%. The reasons for this are higher costs for a civil project and a small number of construction projects in Germany, approximately 65 million, and a BAM International projects of approximately 25 million. Let me go project by project to explain the facts and the next steps. For BAM International, we look at the design and construct project awarded in 2016. With a contract value of around 200 million, we are two-thirds underway. And during the project, the client wanted alterations, and these alterations were pretty limited in his view, but very disturbing for our processes and the delivery by our also specialized subcontractors. Discussions with the client are ongoing, and although our relationship with the client is good, we have to take the extra costs now as the recognition of the variation orders and our claims will take some time. So although the exact timing is uncertain, we are positive that we come to an acceptable agreement. In our press release, we mention an amount of approximately 65 million for our German activities. Part of this is for a large civil project in Germany, in which also our Dutch civil company is involved. This project started in 2013. We're almost halfway, and our contract value for this construct-only project is approximately 400 million. We have a number of discussion points with the client. Discussion on scope, design responsibility, and timely decision-making by the client. Last month, a number of issues piled up, resulting in an extension in time of at least 1 year. Independent arbitrators gave us already favorable rulings about extension of time. However, it is still in a lengthy process to conclude on the corresponding financial compensation for us. This is not unusual in the German context. Disclosure regulation under IFRS 15, however, require us to take the cost now. I'm convinced that the results of this project will improve. Thirdly, we mention a large construction project in Germany, awarded in 2014. This is around 500 million euro project, two-thirds in completion. Here we see at some parts of the project a cost overrun, but other parts of the project show improvement potential. But with this provision, we are doing the right thing. And in the amount of 65 million is also provision for a small number of smaller German building projects. And as part of our continuing Q2 process, we will look into them more detail in the coming weeks. So these are the facts as we see them now. But I also want to point out that we are in a good financial shape. We have higher level of cash year on year. We have not drawn on our RCF, and many parts of our business are doing well. We also know the root cause. These are costs related to large projects with unacceptable risk-reward balances and contract conditions. And we've already taken certain measures to change this in our portfolio. So we have sharpened our project acceptance criteria, and we are in discussion with our public clients to create more healthy and sustainable market conditions, which is absolutely necessary. This is also underpinned by our actions. So we do no concessions to our criteria. So we step back from certain projects, meaning not tendering. In the meantime, we stepped out of tenders of several projects, like the A15, you could have read it in the press, which had unacceptable conditions for us. And sometimes we even terminate contracts in good consultation with the client. In addition, we continue to rigorously implement the lessons learned in our tendering for new projects, which going forward will result in a better risk-reward balance and a predictability of our business. As mentioned before, it's a lengthy and bumpy ride, but with our newly installed executive committee, we are accelerating to get our 2020 targets. In the meantime, we sincerely regret that we have to report less profit. Less profit than we mentioned earlier. Now we will take your questions.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we are starting the question and answer session now. If you have a question or remark, please press star one now on your telephone. Star one for questions or remarks. Go ahead, please. Go ahead, please give your name and ask your question. Your line is open.
Which analyst?
Sir, give your name and ask your question. Your line is open.
Yes. Good morning, gentlemen. Martijn den Drijver, ABN AMRO. I understand that the start of the consolidation process has led to the discovery of these projects and therefore the announcement that you've just made. Have you reviewed other parts of the project portfolio as well? If so, at what materiality? I understand you've looked at the German projects, but how about the remainder of the portfolio? That's question one.
Yes. Good morning, Frans den Houter. Thanks for your question. Yes, in the early process of the quarter, we review all our projects and opcos, and these three projects obviously stood out and made us take this action this morning.
All of the larger projects have been reviewed. Is there any sort of materiality that you've used here?
No, because we look at all our projects in the closing process. Obviously these amounts are material and therefore added up to this profit warning.
Okay. You previously had the Back in Shape program. I know that you were not, at least you were involved, but you are involved. I was wondering, that process started, you're now taking additional measures, but why is such a project like the one in the Middle East still resulting in these types of charges, given all the project measures and the gate processes that are in place? I still wonder how that is possible.
We are a project organization, and things and events happen on projects. In this case, the client wanted alterations. The fact that we are in this contract is a disturbing element, which we have to deal with it. In itself, it's not directly related to our stage gate procedure. However, the regulation require that we have to take cost while we are still in discussion. We see the cost coming. Because the client, they want these alterations. On the other hand, we have not come to a conclusion on the compensation. Therefore, we have to take the cost now and are not able to recognize the compensation. That is the actual event. This is, I would say, not directly related to our Back in Shape. The stage gate procedure is introduced, and it's working, and we are improving that day by day. Again, this is an event on a project.
Okay. If I would say, IFRS 15, which is partially pushing this more, well, it is pushing this more stricter control. That has been in planning for at least two to three years. Saying that you guys should have been a little bit more strict on this type of project, that would be too harsh? This is just a one-off that you can't control?
IFRS 15 is resulting in a more conservative look at the business, which in itself is good. We also said when it was introduced that it could create more volatility because there's always a difference in timing when you see and have to acknowledge the cost and can award the compensation. I think going forward in our contracts, that's what I also tried to say, that if you look at the contract conditions, I think we have to adjust this situation with our clients. We should come to an earlier dispute resolution that there is a smaller gap between cost and recognition.
Okay. That was it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Our next question is from Miss Anneke Treuen, Kempen. Go ahead, your line is open. Ms. Trion, your line is open. Please unmute your line. Go ahead.
Hi, good morning. Just a quick question regarding the Back in Shape program and the stage gate procedure. Can you help us understand, because obviously some of these projects are from many years back, also going back to 2013, I believe. Can you help us understand how many more projects from this time remain before the criteria became much stricter with regards to new project wins? And I understand there's two parts here. One is the IFRS 15 part. The other part is just sort of, you know, criteria. But can you just help with understanding that?
Yeah, again, so in itself, the fact that these projects are 13 and 14 are not indicating in any way that the stage gate procedure is not working. Again, we would not go into projects where we have, let me put it differently, we would try to get contract conditions where the dispute resolution should be arranged in a different way. It's also, by the way, part of the German context that there is always a long period between cost recognition and claim resolution, especially with public clients, and these are public contracts. And in the meantime, we already shifted our focus from public clients in Germany. So in that sense, it's part of the past. We see that public clients, especially in Germany, it's a lengthy process to get claim solved. And then in the meantime, you have to acknowledge the cost, also pushed by IFRS 15. So again, Back in Shape and the stage gate procedure is working. We have to change going forward our conditions and contracts on dispute resolution, amongst others. And in Germany, you have a context of a big gap between booking the cost and getting the claim settled.
So maybe just, if I may, one follow-up to make sure I understand properly. So what you're saying is, because please remind me, the Back in Shape program, please remind me when that was, what year that was actually introduced, i.e. was this 2013-14, is that within the stage gate or before the stage gate? And my second question, you mentioned shifting away from the public clients in Germany. How much of the portfolio is still from the legacy of, I mean, how many more projects are there with public clients exposure in Germany, which we need to sort of get complete before we enter the new bump with regards to the German exposure?
The stage gate procedure was introduced end of 14 and it came in maturity, let's say, 15. And the number of public clients is reducing. We will check the exact number. So I'll let you know later.
Thank you.
Our next question is from Mr. Luke van Beek, Degroof Petercam. Go ahead, you, sir. Your line is open.
Yes. First of all, you mentioned that a large part of the cost is caused by scope changes and project delays for which you're not responsible. Does that also mean that you expect that you were able to recover a large part of these costs, or is that too optimistic? And my second question is on the international project, where you say that there were some alterations demanded by the customer that were more complicated than they expected. Is that something that you want to handle differently in the future, in the sense that you upfront will provide with a more reliable cost estimate to the customer, or will you change anything in that regard?
Yes. Definitely, we expect to recover a substantial part of the provision we're taking now. We are positive. I'm confident we get a positive agreement on the project of BAM International. And I also think in the German project, we will improve from the position we're taking now. In the international project, there were demands from the client in terms of alterations. And of course, yeah, you have to follow those alterations. But then the discussions start on the cost. And in his view, these alterations are pretty simple. But at the time he did that, and on the parts he did that, it was very disturbing. So therefore, we enter now into the discussion. Again, we are confident to get to a good result on the outcome of the discussion. We also take a different attitude towards the clients, also on running projects. So on this particular project, we take a bolder stand that we really push the resolution of the claim ASAP. And like I said earlier, going forward, we are very aware of the claim resolution procedures in contracts and our obligation to start with activities, but because that is sometimes in the contract that you have to start the and to follow the alterations by the client, and that the discussion on money will follow, but you're obliged to start those alterations. And I think we are now already much more aware of that and bullish on that to accept those contract conditions.
Okay, thank you.
Our next question is from Mr. Andre Mulder, Kepler. Go ahead, please, sir.
good morning. A few questions. First question, can you give us the cash impact of these provisions? What extent is there already a cash impact, or should we regard part of that later? Secondly, with giving the details on the projects, especially on the sizes, could you be more specific as to which products they are? I'm sure they're in the press release, but with these numbers, it shouldn't be a problem if you can mention those.
Well, you know, Andre, that we do not disclose the names of projects, but of course, given the circumstances, I like to be transparent as possible. Maybe you don't have to be Sherlock Holmes to find the projects, but I will not disclose them. I hope you understand. It's also because our commercial position, I don't want to jeopardize our commercial position. But again, we feel, of course, the need to be transparent as possible. And as far as the cash, I think, Frans?
Yeah, so it's still early in the Q2 cycle, as you understand, but the current estimate is that we still have 50% of the cash out on these items to go, which can easily be absorbed by the cash-generating ability of the company. And I think it's also good to mention this will not all materialize in 2019, given the multi-year nature of the contracts.
Okay, a follow-up question. You've given the details on those projects. This project in Germany in 2014, you're talking about cost overruns. I imagine that there you don't have any possibility to recoup part of the amounts there.
Yes. Yes. We are in discussion with the clients, but the time that we need to come to a conclusion financially is in Germany, especially in Germany, traditionally very long. I can tell you that even up to now, we have some claim resolutions from projects years ago. It is really not unusual, but again, it's not desirable, especially under the IRS 15. So that's why we start a discussion with the clients that we need to adjust this, because we are in this industry getting into a context that it's simply not doable and acceptable anymore. And that's why we also have the discussion with public clients in the Netherlands. And the public client agrees we need to shape this industry in a different way. So there's indeed an internal part that we need to adjust, and we're taking our actions, as I tried to explain. But also the public clients need to see that and be aware of that certain contract conditions cannot be absorbed anymore by the market. And I think we are entering in good discussion, especially in the Netherlands, but it will take time. And in the meantime, we have to deal with things like this. These are three unrelated events in a short period popping up, meaning that we cannot hold the outlook. So we have to go out and tell the market what's the situation. And part of the provision we're taking, we expect to recover also in terms of cash.
Okay. you said all the other projects are running on schedule. The market is mostly concerned on things like the Children's Hospital and Crossrail in the UK. Can you make any statements on those?
Well, these projects are indeed well underway, and there are no details that are worthwhile to discover because the things are running smoothly.
Okay, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if there are any further questions or remarks, you can press star one at any time on your telephone. Star one for questions or remarks. Go ahead, please. We have another question, and that is from Mr. Tijs Hollestelle from ING. Go ahead, sir. Your line is open.
Yeah, thank you, operator. Good morning.
Hi.
Yeah, listening to your comments, could it also be that the kind of variation in the design of the Afsluitdijk project in the Netherlands would also lead to these kind of IFRS-related negative impact on your results? Because also here, the client was not making up his mind, and I believe that the whole dike has to be increased by 2 meters. Can that then also have, like say, a negative timing impact on your results? Is that how it works?
Yeah, we are now at this stage, we do now the update on the, this is an announcement on the profit adjustment. I think for the Q2, we come into those details. But at this point, there is no situation like that.
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, you can still press star one at any time if you have a question or remark. Star one for questions or remarks. Go ahead, please. We have no further questions coming through, sir, at this time.
Okay, then I'd like to conclude by repeating what I said at the end of my voiceover. We sincerely regret that we have to report less profit than we mentioned earlier, but we do our utmost to recover the provisions we are taking, and the claim discussions are ongoing. And of course, we look deeper in the process at the Q2 process. And of course, we update you on the 20 August on all the details. 22nd, sorry, 22nd of August. Thank you. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes this conference. Thank you for attending. You can disconnect your line now.